Blog Talk Radio.
America. She was given life by a group of immigrants, much like you and me. They were beckoned by a statue with her hand held high, named Liberty. They had visions. They had dreams. They saw a new land of opportunity. They were moms and dads and family. They embraced individual responsibility. Together, they built a nation on a commitment to equality. They were a friend, a neighbor. They believed in accountability. And when danger came, they locked arms and stood for a nation's sovereignty. One day, their country called, and they united and went off to a faraway beach called Normandy. Together, they gave blood and treasure, and together, they saved a world from tyranny. From north to south, east to west, from sea to shining sea, from them we've inherited America, purple mountain majesty. 200+ years in the making, that's America, our family tree. That's our heritage, that's our roots, that's what's kept us free. Now we're faced with another danger, this time from within. That is an out-of-control political society that's no longer accountable to their constituency. They've plotted, they've schemed, and they took advantage of an unfair tax called Social Security. And they've used deceit and deception, and they pander to a generation on the 18th tee. One of their own has said, "We stole the money." They've stolen $2.6 trillion from Social Security, and are leaving a new debt for posterity. America, you're not a right possessed by a privileged class. America is a privileged right possessed by every class. So wake up, America. This isn't about sports, talk shows, or Saturday night TV. It's about our backbones, our guts, and bravery. America, you will never reach your destiny without taking back the halls of Congress in D.C. We once was and still can be the home of the brave and the land of the free. But America, once again, your people must rise up, so God will continue to shed His grace on thee.
But the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away.
Linda Sills here from Oceanside doing the studio, and I'm so glad the folks can hear in the chat room, and I have Bill from Indiana on the line. Welcome, sir.
That was a great beginning.
Oh, I found it. I thought I wanted to do something different. So, anyway, Bill is our host today. Yes, go ahead.
It fit. It fit what's going on today. I mean, today's been one of those days where you're like, everyone, all the focus is on one issue, so that it's covering up. You're not seeing the other issues. I can understand that some of the peaceful protests and all this and that. What I don't understand is, where was the protest when Obama signs an amnesty that makes blacks a smaller percentage of the population and will lead them even an even smaller percentage once they invoke family reunification? Where are they?
It's
on
crazy.
That?
Oh, no.
They're going to be losing jobs and losing education opportunities to these illegals. Where's Al Sharpton on that? Al Sharpton, he should be in jail.
That's true. Sharpton, look.
He's inciting riots. He's inciting riots. And the people that are getting hurt out of this have nothing to do with the shooting. The business owners and the people who live in the area, whose houses and cars and stuff are being burglarized and stuff, they have nothing to do with this, what went on. They're all the innocent people there. It's the innocent ones that are suffering, and it's not the cops that's making them suffer. It's these people that have come out for no other reason but to loot.
And I bet you they don't even live there.
Well, Well, a lot of them do than what went on last. The arrest they made last night, it kind of reversed from the last time.
Oh, really?
But still, the fact is, the people who had things in their doors and windows that supported these people, they still got vandalized. They still got their places burned down. They still got, you know, their stores looted.
Well, you know,
they were non-discriminatory there.
Go ahead, Linda.
It's because they just will use any excuse. And we have been balkanized by this administration. As you know, he loves to divide and conquer, and that's what he's doing. He wants people to rise up and act like this. It's Cloward and Piven. It's so true.
He couldn't get the Tea Party to respond the way that he wanted. He
couldn't
get the Latinos even out there to respond the way he wanted. So now he's using this. Eric Holder, if there's a racist that we see all the time, it's Eric Holder.
Yeah, he's part of the problem. He and Barry and the Sharptons and the Jerksons. I mean, oh my God.
Well,
it's
here we are with evidence does not matter. Throw the evidence out. It doesn't matter. But in our country, in our legal system, it does matter. And if they listened to the prosecutor talk last night on the reasons, on the reasoning for the finding, they ought to know that to take the man into another court, he's going to walk out of that too. So what are they going to do? They're going to tear up and loot again. They think they can do this and demand that they get their way, right or wrong, demand that they get their way. Now
it's anarchy. There's no law there.
I don't like the idea a person dies, but I'd like someone to tell me how you're respecting his memory by doing all this stuff you're doing. And his stepfather standing there last night screaming, "Burn this B down." You know, after we hear all this about, well, they want a peaceful, and then they're out there screaming, "Burn this place down."
I just got a message.
I don't know what's going to happen tonight, but I know that Al Sharpton called for the protest to continue and the other cities are joining in and this and that. So what is going to happen when somebody else gets killed here because of all this race baiting by Al Sharpton and Eric Holder and others like him?
Okay, I'm going to see if this is him. I was getting a message from Yola that Bill...
this is Martha.
I think it's... Oh, it's Martha. Oh, you couldn't hear it before?
Yeah, I just decided to call.
Okay, great. Because Bill Viola, I think that's how he's trying to get into to the BTR chat room, and I don't know what state he's from, but he connected with me yesterday or the day before, or both days, and he definitely wants to be part of the shows and be a part of us somehow, you know. So. Just wanted to pass that on to you guys.
Well, that's great. I mean, but here we are, and somebody called it last week, the timing of this.
Bill's in Kansas.
The amnesty issue.
Got it.
It's distracting away from the ISIS issue. It's distracting away from other issues, the EPA's overreach and other things. It's distracting away from the IRS's 30,000 emails being recovered. You know, and they're using it as a distraction.
Right. I got another one.
That appalls me the most.
I got another one for you. Another headline. New FDA rules will mandate calorie counts on the menu. And this is, I think they're talking about vending machines, fast food, restaurants, and supermarkets. Do you realize how much this is going to cost you?
Oh, yeah. But they were talking about chances. They were talking about a month ago or less than that, last 3 weeks, about basically controlling what you eat for lunch at work.
Oh, my God. It's sick. It's
and
sick.
And it works so well in the school system.
That
oh, my
why
God.
All the children come home starving, and all the children say the school food sucks.
when I was a kid, we had great cooks and stuff. I worked for the school, so I could get a double on lunch, which means if we had cheeseburgers, I got two. School lunches were good, but you went out and you burned off what you ate. And there's where we're failing today. Where first off, we're letting them use GMO, which is genetically modifying the food.
I know, it's disgusting.
Using growth hormones and stuff.
Letting them use calculators, letting them use tablets.
Wait. So you got your kids eat. Everybody's eating growth hormones in their food. You know, the FDA wants to label stuff, but they're against labeling GMOs. Why is that?
Of course. It's part of their way to kill us.
And they're having funerals for dead frozen chickens in groceries. Did you see that?
I did. Is that nuts?
I couldn't believe it.
This country's gone. It's freaking gone.
I mean, I gotta
tell you, I was going to tell everybody also, you know, as I'm looking at my desk here, I have a stack of articles, which I'm hoping that my hour show yesterday will give me enough time to cover this. It's huge. It's like just the one I talked about, the calorie counts on the menu, and I'll read that one tomorrow. And you have no idea how much this is going to cost the consumers. This is absolutely.
I'm not counting calories, but I'll give you a menu. Turkey, ham, for real Polish sausage, baked beans, green beans, mashed potatoes with gravy, dressing, deviled eggs,
forget the fleas,
and then at the end, pawpaw bread covered in strawberries and whipped cream.
Oh, yummy.
I don't worry about the calories on Thanksgiving. That's a holiday. You're with your family and stuff. You sit around. You eat that day. You talk. You play games. I'll have my grandkids all here and stuff. Yeah, I will eat again. So, you know, this calorie count and stuff, it's all how much can you burn off in this. And we have a society that has become a couch potato culture.
Well, some people can't burn.
Well, you know, Bill, you know where this is coming from.
Yeah, I do.
The mother's wife.
Your kids sit on
the couch
and play in their chairs in their rooms while they're playing video games all the time. I sit here, and I'll have five people sitting here with me, and four of them will be on a cell phone texting somebody. Drives me up a wall.
I see somebody text somebody across the room from each other.
Yeah. That's just like, I'll slap you.
you know where this is tied to.
And we're failing to do that in this country. We're not communicating with each other.
And right. And here's the thing with this obesity nonsense, because they're claiming that this is going to battle obesity, which is a crock. Just you're one of the few people that read that idiotic healthcare bill, right? The one that you mentioned that you did. Okay, I'm sure that you might remember about how all of this ties together, where anything like diabetes or obesity or this, that, and the other thing, whatever it is, because of the structure of our socialist nonsense that we go through, especially with the healthcare, and since they're nationalizing everything and have been for decades, the taxpayers and the public are now responsible for everybody else's bad behavior or their this, that, and the other obesity nonsense. This should never be. This is not a free market. This is socialism, and it's evil.
Well, what we were just talking about, the reach out now that they want to go in and control what you eat for lunch, there is a part in the health care bill that nobody has ever brought out yet, talked about, a part that where they can send people into your home to check your cabinets to make sure you're eating healthy.
Come in my home.
Now, that's in the health care bill.
Oh, I know.
It's like page 1806, I think. Don't quote me on it, but around in there.
Yep.
And, you know, and there's many other parts of that bill that has never been brought out into the light. They've never told the public about.
Of course
and,
not.
And it even comes down to them telling you how to educate and what to teach your kids.
Oh, yeah, exactly. This is all Agenda 21 tied to Common Core. It absolutely is. And there's a lady, and I cannot remember her name, Bill, but she's on Fox News every once in a while, and she's got blonde hair, and she carries that bill around with her, that evil monstrosity, and she says, I have read this, and she's got, you know, those post-it note tabs throughout the whole thing, and she can go right to it, and you know what I'm saying? She knows. She says, this
yeah.
whole thing is absolutely evil. So she knows.
I'm amazed that we haven't heard more outcry about what is contained inside that bill than what we have heard.
I know.
Everybody's focusing on what it costs, this and that, but nobody's focusing on the interference in your freedom and your liberty in your own house or on
right.
your property. A few years ago, or a year and a half ago, I was reading an article about where they were wanting to make where you had to have a prescription to buy walnuts because walnuts have medicinal properties.
Oh, jeez. Oh, my God.
So that
seriously?
That would mean here comes nutmeg, here comes garlic. We're going to be paying extra money because they have to get prescriptions because they have medicinal properties.
That's okay. I can grant you a prescription of walnuts.
Oh, it's just ridiculous, Bill. It's beyond. It is so far beyond freedom. It makes my head spin. I'm sick of it.
That's the whole purpose. It's all about control, control, control.
That's
well,
right. And we keep running into distractions. They keep throwing distractions out there to take our eyes off of what else is going on.
Absolutely. But I got news for them. See, I know how to read, so like I said, this stack goes to the ceiling for tomorrow.
But you're not... You mean you're not stupid?
I'm glad you said that, Martha, about the stupid thing. Because I was talking to someone the other day, and they said, kind of chuckled, said, well, Democrats got one on over on you then. I said, who do you think he's calling stupid? You're the only ones who supported it.
Right. Exactly.
So,
and I wonder how talkative he's going to be with Trey Gowdy.
When this guy is out there saying the public is too stupid, he is talking about to the Democrats calling them stupid.
I know it.
Well, the libtards, anyway. Yeah.
You want to see one of their mouths drop open? Wait till they actually see that sinks in and they get it.
Uh huh. Oh, it'll be kind of late then. What you said something about Trey Gowdy. I like him. I'm hoping that
Trey Gowdy.
I'm hoping he's now empowered in January when these guys take over because
we've got to get rid of Boehner.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They're still going to try to shove a progressive Republican down our throats like a Jeb Bush or a Chris
God.
Christie.
Can I throw up now? Oh, God.
Really?
I reject
the hold the bucket.
I reject that notion. I just can't vote for either one of those people. They're not what this country needs to be turned around.
Well, I would vote for a Ted Cruz or a Scott Walker, and that would be my choices at this point.
I might vote for my governor, but he's already said he's happy and content just being the
That's
governor
right.
of Indiana.
Well, you know, Scott Walker is not a lily-livered rhino. This guy, when he says something, I mean, he's amazing. I've seen him.
He's getting it done.
Yes, he
does. I've been getting his newsletters. He's really amazing.
Yeah, he's not afraid of these people. You know, absolutely.
He took on those unions last winter. I loved it, and he crushed them.
Yes, he did. It's about time.
And he's turned the state from a red debt into the black.
Absolutely. It can be done, you know.
We have a pretty large state surplus in the state of Indiana, and we just took over as number one in incoming manufacturing.
Well, that's good. Praise the Lord.
We're right to work state. We have the most advanced charter school system in the nation. We're still fighting against the health care bill in court.
Good.
I'm kind of proud to be from here. It used to be I would look at, like, I'm from Dumpo, Indiana, you know, but anymore when I look at my state, I'm kind of proud of where we're at.
Awesome. absolutely awesome. I know. You know, I on the other hand, I'm at the other end of the spectrum. I've got Mussolini Brown, who's in competition with Bathhouse Barry as to who can destroy the economy first.
And I couldn't believe it. He was reelected. He increased taxes.
Oh, sure. I mean,
why do people keep voting for these jackasses?
Because I live in a state where 83% of the population is all for what Jerry Brown is doing. That's why.
I don't get it.
Because they're liberal. It's like being in a very deep
state. I know they're liberal.
State.
I just don't get their thinking at all.
They like socialism. They're crazy. They've been sucking the Kool-Aid with a very big straw. I'm telling you. Very huge straw. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they like it. They like all this crap. But they're not going to like it when the Agenda 21 kicks them in the ass. I'll tell you that right now. They ain't going to like it one damn bit. Oh, too bad. It'll be too late then.
Why did somebody warn us?
Well, we did warn them. That's the thing, you know. Nobody listens. It's amazing to me that the things we've been bringing out in the last 5 years, how many of them that we've already tried warning about have already come to pass, have already been or are currently being worked to be set up. If anything, this guy going around saying that they duped us on the health care bill is just proof that the Tea Party knew what the hell they were talking about. And I give kudos to all my brothers and sisters out there that fought that and knew what they were talking about. That weren't people who just let pass something without reading it.
You didn't even talk. You there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
It went so silent. I was just telling I have a new roommate, one of my best friends who's here, and she's from New York City.
Oh, wow.
And lives here now in Arizona. And she's just furious with all this bullshit. She's a black woman and just irate at what's going on.
Well,
and she's
for
been
her.
Listening to the to us talking, so I told her to come on in and talk.
Can I have one?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because she has every right to be kicked off because things aren't going the way that you would have think they would have went.
No.
Unemployment amongst blacks is up.
And she worked 20 years with Catholic Charities, and now she's doing similar work out here. She can find work. Here, hold on. Her name is Robin.
Hello. All right. Hi, Robin.
Hello, Robin.
How's
everything? Hello, Robin.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You know, I've been hearing a lot of things the last few days comparing some people to other people. But I'm going to say this. I grew up in the era of Martin Luther King. And I have more of a belief base in the way he was talking and doing things than I do the Al Sharptons and the Jesse Jacksons. Because they're not out for people. They're out for themselves.
Exactly. I grew up, my mother was so crazy about Jesse Jackson, and I could never understand why as a child.
Oh,
I never liked him. And Al Sharpton should go somewhere and mind his business because he's doing more harm than good to the black people.
This man is such an agitator and a provocateur. It's so plain.
And he has the audacity to refer to himself as a reverend?
Was a snitch.
Oh, yeah, right.
He's not a reverend. He's a rebel rouser.
Thugs follow Al Sharpton, and they all know he was a snitch.
Yeah. He's just a total waste of space.
You know, it's really bizarre because I was very fortunate. I grew up in Southern California, and in our communities, except in parts of Los Angeles and other giant cities, we don't have a huge population of black folks like they do in Ferguson in that particular area, or perhaps Chicago, Detroit, and things like that. But you know, my family was always very mindful that they didn't want, if there were any prejudices going on, they didn't tell us until we were much, much older. You know, it was everybody's equal, and, you know, you treat people the way you want to be treated. And so I used to have people that I knew in the North Hollywood area. I was a dancer, and so I had a very tall, very handsome black partner. He was my dance partner, and it was great. All my people, I had Mexicans around me. I had all these people around me, and we were just artists. We just, you know, we didn't see color, we didn't taste it, we didn't feel it, we didn't even think it, you know, because except for the Rodney King deal and the riots and other things going on, and some of the earlier riots, those are things we saw on TV. They weren't affecting us, you know, directly. So. And it's sad, Robin, what's happened in our country with the people who like to divide us and want to divide and conquer us. It's crazy. I mean,
that's it. They don't want to talk about issues that the people are going to stand together on. They want to talk about issues that they can use to divide us, to keep us divided, because you can't take us over if we're all
right.
And I come from a family that we have. I don't think you can name a race that's not in our family. And
well, yes.
We've always been like that. The best way to sit down and to break in a friendship, a new friendship and stuff, is with a meal.
Oh, sure.
And
yeah.
To live on the road for 6 years on my motorcycle, I've had many people of every race and origin, cultures out there, you know, offer me a meal here or there, or offer me some kind of aid here or there,
yeah.
Or just people wanting to sit around and playing music and having a good time together, never thinking about such things. It is our elected who keep bringing these things out to try to keep
sure.
us divided. And it's a sad thing because...
It is. And last I checked, this is called the United States of America,
yes.
Not the Divided States of America.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
What I taught my kids is if a black dog, a white dog, a yellow dog, a brown dog, a red dog can get along, what is wrong with the human race that we can't?
What's wrong with us? Exactly. Well, you know, the sad part is there's been many factions who like to do these divisions, and it's not good. And you're always going to have personal prejudices because some people are ignorant, some people are slow to the table, you know. But if you're a good Christian or a godly person, you know, I mean, Jesus said it pretty plainly, love thy neighbor as thyself. And if we could at least try to do that, my God, look what we could accomplish. And I was posting on Facebook the other day, they were talking about socialism and everything else. And I said, you know, we can argue about social issues all day long, but I think we should unite on principles, and those principles of the founding, that all men are created equal and that we have the right to life, liberty, and property. And I'm not talking about slave property. I'm talking about personal, you know, things that you own, you've worked hard for. And you can, you know, I choose freedom over tyranny any day of the week. And that's my principle. So if we can at least agree on that, we've got a starting point.
Oh, yeah.
It all starts with the spirit inside a person. We're too quick to look at the outside and never see the inside. And if we actually looked at people on the inside,
right,
before we judge them by their outside,
you got
we'd
it.
Be a better, we'd be all be a better off nation. But there's good and bad no matter how you look at it. I don't
True.
Care what colors that are. There is good and bad in all of it. And I know many families that are church-oriented. They put God first in their lives, and it shows with how they treat their children and how
Others.
Their children act. And it shows in how they treat their neighbors.
Exactly. And their wives and husbands. Exactly.
And,
well, that...
what we have today is we have an every attempt to tear down the family unit. I know how I am, and I know how my grandkids are. Grandkids and grandparents have a special bond, a special thing amongst them. And I don't care what color a person is, that's true in every race. Why can't we put that kind of attitude and principle towards our neighbors and other people, regardless. I was brought up in an area where, you know, there were problems years ago and stuff, but today it's not like that. And today, and it's not hard to do, but when you pass somebody, smile.
Right.
That's usually all it takes to put a good feeling on something is a smile. And too many people walk by and they just want to, you want to shrink away and you want to hide.
Something else no one ever talks about is the rap industry and what it's done to the culture.
Well, that's Hollywood. That's Hollywood and the media.
It's pervaded everywhere.
Right. Oh, it goes deeper than that, Martha. It gets uglier than that. Believe me.
Everything they accuse rock and roll of being in the beginning, which wasn't really true, is true of rap.
True.
Now, I'm not a rap person. I'm not a hip-hop person. I'm kind of old school. Old school rock and roll. I like gospel. I will listen to about any kind of music. But I'm not going to sit there and listen to music that degrades women or other people or is about it's trying to fight you to violence or those kinds of things. I'm not going to listen to that stuff. That's not music.
Rap is not music. Noise.
Yeah, that's true. But and it's really not
and
quite
it's negative.
Exactly. You know, I was raised on.
I might be from a hick state, but this hick state gave you Diana Ross, Michael Jackson, and the Jacksons, and as many other Rick Derringer,
I refuse to listen to rap.
It's pretty grating on the nerves. I was raised on classical, but I do like all music some of the very mild hip hop, which is what the kids use for their dance classes and stuff that haven't got the negative connotations of the hardcore stuff. But
what I don't like is when they drive by your house and their bass is so loud and thumping that it rattles your windows.
Well, Bill, they'll be deaf in a couple of years, so don't worry about it. They'll lose their hearing. The message
only
when you got
it up, the hearing.
Yeah, the message we got when you guys talk about how one treats one's family and one's neighbors was pretty much the message because at my church this week and Jesus said, the things that you do for the least of these, you do for me. And in other words, he was talking about the people who serve the disciples or serve their fellow man you're serving the Lord. In other words, you're doing it for him. And that's what you have to keep in mind, that's what he wants you to do. There's no greater good than to do those things for your King in heaven. So let's be mindful of those things because we can learn a lot from small passages. Amen. Thanks. Got an amen there.
About a half hour before this show, I just finished watching Heaven Is For Real.
I love that movie.
And the other night, my wife had me up to like 4:30 watching Jesus of Nazareth for 5 hours.
Ooh.
But I came away with something out of both of them. And that is, my faith is just as strong now as it's ever been.
Mm-hmm.
If it's wrong, and I get the feeling like they want to make it wrong for a person to put God first, country second, and everybody else third.
Well, because their status, they want the totalitarian, the state is your God. You know, kind of like
somehow they think they're supposed to rank above God and country.
Well, yeah, because that's how all bad people do. That's what Stalin did. That's what Mao did. They all do it. They're evil. They don't care. They're all about themselves or secular humanism or Satanists or atheists or whatever. They don't care.
Oh, control, control.
Yeah, it's like the old, it's like King George III did that. My God, they're all the same.
We should have learned something from the way from this guy coming out and talking about the health care bill. And we've been saying this for quite a while. The media and our elected think we are all stupid.
Well, sometimes we prove it to them, Bill.
Many of us did way better in college than our elected did.
That's quite apparent. Well, but you know what? When you get people voting for Jerry Brown three times, and this is the second go-around. He was, I think, in the 70s or 60s. I can't even remember. But and then you get people re-voting for that thing that occupies the Oval Office twice. You know, of course they're going to think you're stupid.
Yeah.
So, I mean, not that he should have said that or even think it, but, you know.
In the re-election, we know damn well there was a lot of cheating.
Oh, yeah.
True. And
quite a few elections.
Well, look.
Society deny it, but I live in a state where we put two people in prison for voter registration fraud.
And here's, I know. And the other thing is, it's not just voter fraud, because I think that what they've done is the majority of the people who are what Rush calls the low information voters, they're asleep all the time anyway. And then so when you've got things like Benghazi being covered up and lied about, and you've got everything else of his scandals that get covered up and lied about, everything has been pushed back down the road on the healthcare thing that's going to really impact people. And then you wait until after the midterms, you know, and you wait until after 2012. Of course he's going to get reelected, because the ones who have their heads buried in the you-know-where, I mean, they do it. They're very smart. They're good at what they do, Bill. They're very conniving and good. It's not for the good of the country, but it's good for them, and that's bad.
That's like right now they're going to tell you, oh, the economy's doing great. If the economy's doing great, how come that debt clock is still spinning?
Well, I know. I think perhaps because of the Federal Reserve System and the dishonest monetary system, and the fact that we have unfunded trillions of liabilities going on with all these entitlement programs, whatever you want to call them, it's just ridiculous. They lie through their teeth. I don't, you know, that's your debt clock. But when you talk about economies, you're talking about what Adam Smith used to talk about is he used to talk about production and wages and labor and time, just like any good economist in Econ 101 would tell you. Nobody was talking about being in the black for Black Friday or consumption or spending. People normally, unless they were extremely wealthy, went out and just bought way too many of everything and spoiled themselves rotten. That wasn't the point. It was production, to have your needs met, and to have a decent economy in a free market system. I mean, even back in Scotland when he wrote that book, there's no common sense anymore. Everything is turned upside down because we have a quasi-free market because of what's going on. And that's what's going on.
Everybody is trying to flim-flam somebody to pad their own pockets.
Well, it's that, and it's I mean, I was reading stuff about from Karen Hughes on the BRICS nations just recently at the G20 summit. It's frightening. It's going to be a few years, and it's going to collapse, Bill.
Well,
I give it two or three, maybe five, huh?
But you and I know that, Martha knows that, and many others. There's a lot of people out there don't realize that Agenda 21 is a global thing.
Yes,
and they're not only going to try to collapse our economy, they're going to try to collapse the global economy so they can take it all over.
Yes.
And they're going to do that. When they do that, there will be no freedom. There will be no liberty. And
oh, I know.
You'll start seeing the population shrink.
I'm going to pick up area code 913. You're on the air. Okay, 913, can you hear us? Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Bill Bio.
Okay, how are you? Welcome
Hello.
To the show.
I'm good. Who am I speaking with?
I'm Linda Sills. And
oh,
you've got,
Linda, of course.
And you've got Bill is the host. He's from Indiana, mm-hmm. and we've got Martha from Arizona.
Well, I've met you all from time to time.
Yes. And I keep getting background noise. I don't know if it's me. I'm trying to get away from my speakers, but I don't know whose phone is making all the noise.
I've got the program on my laptop.
Okay, that's what it is.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
So you got to shut that.
At least
okay.
The sound.
Thank you. All right, we'll fix that.
Thank you. That's Bill. How do you pronounce it, Bolat?
Bio. Just
bio.
Like B-I-O.
Okay.
Oh, I know this guy. What's on your mind, Bill?
Well, this is like a homecoming for me.
Awesome.
I know all you guys. We've been talking since 2009.
Yep.
What we're trying to do on this end to kind of throw the group together again and to consolidate everybody is to create a website. And Ken Taylor is working on this, Linda Gurr and myself.
Okay.
And we're going to kick this thing off in January. And
awesome.
But I'm just trying to get the word out to all the people we've known for years and have
mm-hmm.
talked to many times to let them know that this is coming, and we want to do blog radio on the website. So I am electronically challenged, so I'm going to have to rely on Ken to tell me what to do. That's part of the reason I'm here, and I'm very excited what's going on in the state of Kansas, of course. And we had a great election this last time, and now we're working on the spring elections.
We've got a slew of governors now. Just a handful of blue states
re-succeeded, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah.
Of course, Bill Byatt, and you're also speaking to Bill Strong from Indiana. That was the other male voice today. So you guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bill and I have been quite a bit on the net before. I know Linda Gurr and I know Ken Taylor. Ken Taylor was a Hoosier at one time.
Well, it's been a long time, Bill. I remember we talked a few times, but it's been quite a while.
There was two bills. It was you and I.
Yeah, and we were on 912 Patriots for Action, and all these little sites are going by the wayside. They're becoming less and less active, and so that's why we thought about a website might be a better option where everybody can come together. And we can share what we're doing and what's been successful in our areas, and we can benefit from everyone.
I totally agree. The little websites are going to the side, and it's time that we all are coming together, and because it's united that we're going to stand.
Yeah, that is so true. We had an exciting event in last month in October. It was called the Conservative Revival, and we had it in a tent, just like the old tent revivals, and complete with bluegrass music, and it was absolutely fabulous. Our tent holds 300 people. We had 500 people there. And it was just an amazing experience of faith, family, and freedom. And so we're going to make that an annual event here.
Oh, I wish I could go.
Kansas is right in the middle of the states.
I'm pretty familiar with Kansas.
My traveling days are over.
So I stepped away for a minute. What did I miss on the event of the year?
We're going to Kansas.
We're talking about the Conservative Revival that we had here. And this thing, I mean, it was, God was all over it, because we sure couldn't have done it by ourselves. And Bill and I, who is the state rep, that I'm his campaign manager. Him and I are very close. And we were driving down the street, and I'd say, wouldn't it be great if we could get all these people together one time under our tent? And we bought a tent about a year ago, and we've been having functions in it. And so we decided just to do an old-time tent revival.
Wow.
Focusing on faith, family, and freedom, that the message is that to turn this country around, we've got to get God back in stuff. And that is exactly
demanded.
What we did. It was amazing. It was just the feeling inside that tent was electric.
Wow.
It was just a wonderful, wonderful experience. And it was totally funded by candidates. That's what blew my mind.
Wow, that is amazing.
So, but anyway, what's going on with other folks?
Well, of course, I'm in California, and it's pretty nuts here. It's getting worse, and and I hope you will come to my show tomorrow. There is a plethora of stuff. Plus, we talked in the early part about the FDA. That's national. It's pretty bad here. We've got everybody's on board with the climate change garbage. I'm going to talk about that tomorrow. I've got stuff on the chemtrails. It's insane.
Wow.
California's doomed. Absolutely doomed. It's a done deal.
Yeah. That's true.
It's going to cost us in Indiana to pay for it.
Well,
Did you see what was happening while we were watching the riots in Ferguson and leading up to that? Arne Duncan with the Department of Education has brought in a new regulation that will essentially take more power away from the states.
He's evil. I got one on him, too.
Yeah, he's an idiot.
Oh, I can't stand him.
He has decided that... when it comes to special education, that states will no longer be able to have the ability to change curriculum or to change the standards.
Right.
That it has to be done by the feds. And that is just absolutely keeps picking away. Common Core is my pet peeve. We've done probably 13 Common Core events out here in the last 2 years. And gradually we're getting more and more people awakened to what it's going on. And
we have
we'll continue.
A really good lady here whom I met 4 or 5 years ago, a part of a group we were called Americans Protecting Property Rights, because we were fighting Agenda 21 on steroids. We went to every city council in the whole region. We spoke in public. We condemned Agenda 21. And I don't know if you know who Dr. Pesta is, but he has... he's amazing on Common Core. Well, Darcy and a couple of the others in that original group, Vista Tea Party Patriots and the Americans, Anti-Agenda 21 crowd, are now focusing on stopping Common Core. And they have done speeches and forums and like little mini conventions up in Orange County, which is north of me.
Yeah.
And they are fighting this tooth and nail, and I'm excited about it. They're doing great things with it to push back. I talk about Agenda 21 in front of my stupid city council every day. I post things on Facebook. I post it on the Union Tribune here in San Diego. Of course, people think I'm crazy, but I don't care. I'm going to keep saying it until it gets through. I've taken pictures of the chemtrails, and they're just in earnest now over my city, and I'm going to put them on the overhead, which is broadcast on Channel 19 here in Oceanside. So all the city council meetings are put out to the public live on the air, on TV, and I'm going to show these pictures, and I'm going to say, what the hell are you guys going to do about this? This is your town. You know, this is what's going on, and here's the kind of chemicals that are being sprayed in this county. And if you think this is geoengineering to seed the clouds and make it rain, why do we have a huge drought? This is a huge lie. This is all part of the Agenda 21 and the eugenics to kill us. I'm sick of it. I mean, I'm going to let them have it with both barrels, let me tell you. And I'm going to complain about their monopolies with the trash collectors, too.
Linda, you can also look into the HEART program and show them that.
and explain to them how they can control the weather and make it a drought.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah, that too. Well, exactly. I mean, I get that. But this whole thing about this climate reality and all this nonsense and this global warming, and these people are, I'm telling you, they have a very large straw, and they are sucking that Kool-Aid constantly. And they're going for it hook, line, and sinker in all of Southern California and probably Northern California, because I've seen all this stuff with different constitutional sheriffs. I've sat next to them, watched them speak. I know exactly who they are. They're great people. They're oath keepers, and they're fighting this stuff, and they're fighting it in the courts, and sometimes they win and sometimes they lose, but they're still fighting, and I'm going to keep fighting. I'm telling you. It's crazy.
Good. Well, as I said, with us boys here, we're going to hold ground till Jesus gets back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, lock and load, baby. Go hang out with Steve like Yola did and get yourself some toys. Anyway.
We are at such a sad time in our country.
Yeah, we are. It's very sad.
From the freedoms and liberties that we had as a kid, we've lost a lot of them already. We're going to lose even more. Eventually, we're not going to have any freedom or liberty. We're going to be living 1984.
Yep. It's the evil Agenda 21. And I'm telling you, you know, I've said this before, and I know some people concur with me that, and some people kind of think I'm completely off the rails, but when you look at the agenda and you look at what they want to do, but they haven't figured out how to disarm us yet, believe me, this thing in the White House, at any given moment, if he had the ability, he would have tanks in the street run you to a gulag just like Stalin did in a heartbeat. Don't tell me he wouldn't.
Well, I believe that's a large part of why he's putting legal citizens out of the military and telling illegals to join, because he feels he can get them to do what he can't get the others to do, and that's to turn their weaponry on the American public. You and I both know
that
the problem completing their agenda is they can't figure out how they're going to get our weapons away from them.
They ain't getting mine. Because I told you, they can have them bullets first, and I'll go to heaven, and you know where they're going. I'll take a few with me. I don't care.
Neither.
I know. I'm not going to a FEMA camp.
There's the people that sit back and ignore what they're doing.
And I don't need a gun to kill them anyway.
You know,
well, I do.
People who sit back here and refuse to look, refuse to pay attention to what they're doing. But there will be the same, that group will be the first people out there to complain that they weren't warned, that they weren't told, that somebody should have done something. I've caught it before, is why do you do what you do? And I'm like, if I don't, who will? I teach my grandkids, you know, they wonder, well, why, Papa, why do you do a show and this and that? I'm fighting for you.
Real quick, they got a lot of chatter going on in the chat room. I just want to say, hey, Cal Living, I do pay attention to you. Sorry, I was trying to engage with the folks on the phones, but I know Miss Terry and I get along quite well. She knows that my dad taught school for 28 years, and my mother's a walking dictionary, so I never got a chance to make mistakes. They would correct me at every turn, so love you guys. Thanks.
Want to tell everyone in the chat room, God bless. Well, bless Linda. Thank you for hosting tonight.
Thank you.
Getting us in. Wish everybody to have a happy Thanksgiving. When you're there with your family and stuff, look at them. Realize, you know, they are important. They are worth fighting for. And
yeah.
I want you to come with my night right from the left coast at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Miss Linda Sills, I'll be there. Chad will be there. Gary will be there. Everybody, just
thank
be blessed and try to be good to each other. And when you wake up tomorrow, try to be a better person than the day you were the day before.
Amen. God thanks, bless. Bill. And that's you guys can hang in there because we still have 5 minutes left. And Bill, Biot, right? Bio.
Bio.
I'll get. bio. Okay. Like bio. Okay. But with all the fancy French stuff.
I know.
It's so
yeah,
cool.
Thank you for the information, Bill. And I will be looking up and trying to get into that. Join us next week if you want. Yeah, join us anytime.
Yes, and keep us informed on all these things, Bill from Kansas. And I want to thank Martha and her friend Robin for being here as well, and Yo and Cal Living and everybody that's listening in. And we still have a few minutes, and I just wanted to say, you know, everybody, thanks for tuning in, and thank you, Bill, for both Bills for coming in and everybody. And tomorrow, of course, my show, 7 p.m. Eastern. I'm going to try to get all that information to you, Mr. Bill from Kansas, for the links and everything else. And I just want to, just before we go, okay, great. Ron Golden may come back and do some radio shows soon, guys. So that was from Yo. Thanks, Yo. I just want to talk for a couple minutes, and you guys can have your final thoughts in a second. I'm going to play Living in America in a minute, but it was just great to host the show, and everybody's just so wonderful. Keep Jesus first, you know, your family. Also, I'm going to talk food for a minute, because tonight, after this show's over, I'm making a chocolate espresso. It's not a mousse, but it's just like this really cool pie from scratch. And haven't done it for a few years, so I'm going to challenge myself. Then I'm going to make for the actual Thanksgiving Day to help the family out, you know, because everybody's bringing something and Angie's doing the turkey. I'm going to make the homemade yams complete with butter, salt, and pepper, and a little maple syrup mixed in. And I'm going to make some really creamy sour cream, real butter-filled, salt and peppered mashed potatoes from scratch, baby. We're going to eat like kings. And the rest of the clown found it.
I'm eat like a queen. I just mixed ice cream with chocolate.
Oh,
yummy.
My God.
And I want to welcome Mackie74005 to the show. You just missed it. We got about 3 minutes left, and I hope you tune in tomorrow, Mackie, M-A-C-H-I. I'm not sure how to pronounce that. But anyway, again...
I can't get anyone here to eat sweet potatoes, so I cook carrots and I put marshmallows in them and honey in them and brown sugar, and my grandkids love them.
Well, here's the deal. I got this recipe from one of the best chefs I know in Michigan, and he's really a good gourmet cook. And he says you just wrap those individual yams in foil. And you don't have to do anything to them until you get them in there at 350 for 2 hours, and they caramelize. And then you peel them out when they're cool enough to handle. You mash them up. You do them just like potatoes, and then you add that maple syrup, and it's amazing. It's absolutely yummy. So love it. So we're going to have a feast, and we got like maybe 2 minutes left. Martha, what do you like to say to everybody? And then I'll get Bill and the other Bill.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Stay safe.
Yes.
And God bless.
Yes, thank you. And Bill Bio?
Yes.
What's your final thoughts?
Well, everybody have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
And
you
once we get past these holidays, then we've got some work to do.
Absolutely. So, I'm with you.
Let's come back swinging at the first of the
year. Be blessed. Right on. And Bill Strong, what say you?
I just want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. Thank Linda for opening, and thank Martha and Bill for calling in. It's good to know Bill's still out there, and I agree with Bill. After this holiday, we got a lot of work to do.
Yes, and I'm going to say God bless, happy Thanksgiving, and I'm going to play a little Living in America. You guys have a great one. See you tomorrow night. Love you. Good night. See you tomorrow.